As an entrepreneur, you should have effortless confidence, a deep understanding and a deep knowing of what you are about, and an unshakable certainty that should make up your vibe. As a social media consultant or for any other entrepreneur doing business in a specific space, charging a deposit is a standard business practice that can provide you with several benefits. If you are implementing a deposit policy, it's important to clearly communicate the terms and conditions to your clients and potential clients. Be specific about the deposit amount, payment methods, refund policies, and any specific deadlines or requirements. Remember, transparency helps to build trust. You don't want any misunderstandings. Implementing a deposit policy will provide financial protection. How? When charging a deposit, you protect yourself financially. This serves as a guarantee that you will be compensated for your time, expertise, and any expenses incurred in preparation for services. In the event of cancellations, the deposit can help to cover your potential losses. Implementing a deposit policy will let you know who is serious about doing business with you. Requesting a deposit separates serious clients from those who are simply browsing or uncertain about booking your services. Clients who are willing to pay a deposit are more likely to be interested in your work. A deposit helps to filter out clients who just aren't serious. Implementing a policy will provide value recognition. Charging a deposit communicates the value of your services and professionalism. It shows that you take your work seriously and expect that same level of commitment from your clients. This can help to maintain a respectful and professional relationship throughout the process. Implementing a deposit policy will provide secure bookings. Requesting a deposit helps to ensure that clients are committed to their booking. The deposit acts as a form of confirmation and reduces the likelihood of last-minute cancellations or no-shows, which allows you to better plan your schedule and allocate your resources efficiently. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Minor Bubble Podcast. You can also find our podcast on TuneIn, Amazon Music, and you can also like us on Facebook, Mind a Bubble Podcast.